Pope Francis is currently on a two-nation pastoral visit to Asia. After visiting Myanmar November 27th to 30th, he is now in Bangladesh, from where he will fly back to Rome on Saturday, December the 2nd. Both Bangladesh and Myanmar have a tiny Catholic community. While Myanmar is predominantly Buddhist, Bangladesh is mostly Muslim, with nearly 90% of its estimated 156 million population adhering to Islam. Bangladesh is home to the world's fourth largest Muslim population after Indonesia, Pakistan, and India. Around 10% of the people are Hindus, and Christians and Buddhists make up less than 1% each of the population. As of 2016, there are some 350,000 Catholics, or approximately 0.2% of the population. Stretching from the shores of the Bay of Bengal up to the hills of the northeast and southeast and the highlands of the north and northwest, the lush, green, largely low-lying delta is rendered fertile by the massive Padma, Brahmaputra and Meghna rivers, where traveling by boat is common. Besides, the country has a rich variety of people, with 135 ethnic groups officially recognized by the government. When Pope Francis stepped onto the soil of Bangladesh Thursday afternoon, he was the third pontiff to visit the region. Blessed Paul VI was the first pope to have stopped briefly at Dhaka Airport on November the 27th, 1970, when Bangladesh was still part of Pakistan. It became independent in 1971. Saint Pope John Paul II visited the nation 31 years ago in November 1986 as part of a six-nation apostolic trip. Ahead of his Myanmar-Bangladesh visit, Pope Francis had invited the worldwide Catholic Church to pray for Christians in Asia during the month of November, that bearing witness to the gospel in word and deed, they may promote dialogue, peace, and mutual understanding, especially with those of other religions. The theme chosen by the Bangladesh Church for this papal visit, Harmony and Peace, speaks much about this. We contacted Cardinal Patrick D. Rosario, Archbishop of Dhaka, on the phone to know about how this dialogue and witness works out at the grassroots levels.
It is true, Asia is a unique continent with the cradle of all the major religions and ancient traditions and cultures. So Christians are always a minority in this situation. But at the same time, Christians are powerful, powerful in a good sense in witnessing the gospel. They are like salt of the earth. They are like little lamp lit for others. So I think the Asian church, our Christian community, although small, have power of the gospel. And that power of the gospel could be translated into dialogue, into, you know, interreligious harmony or understanding that the Holy Father is talking about. And I think the whole Asian church is very conscious of the dialogue of life, the dialogue of actions, the dialogue in feasts and festivals. These two feasts and festivals really unite everybody. And also the dialogue of reflection, theological reflection, or understanding each other through different issues, through their faith perspective. And finally, we can also pray together, spiritual dialogue. We pray during the time when we need peace, we need understanding, or there are calamities when we need prayer. So all this dialogue is going on, and I think this dialogue is a means of evangelization. Evangelization does not mean conversion. Evangelization means to realize the gospel values in this context where we live.
That was Cardinal Patrick D. Rosario, Archbishop of Dhaka, Bangladesh. I'm Robin Gomes.